The House District 33 race is an interesting competition, in part because it pits two incumbent Republican representatives against each other as well as against their Democratic challenger. Redistricting changed the boundary lines throughout Alaska, and Ketchikan now shares the new House District 33 with Wrangell as well as parts of northern Prince of Wales Island. Another unique aspect of this race is that the incumbent Ketchikan representative, Kyle Johansen, faced criticism from his own party here at home soon after he was reelected 2 years ago. During a House Majority Caucus organizing meeting, Johansen offered to step down from his powerful House Majority Leader position if caucus members would give his close friend, Representative Charisse Millett, a seat on the House Finance Committee. After his offer was rejected, Johansen and Millett left the caucus, giving up all leadership positions. Since then, Johansen has not been able to rejoin the caucus. He's downplayed the effects of working without the support of a caucus and says he'll be able to join it if reelected. Johansen says his experience in the legislature, including work as a legislative aide and lobbyist before becoming a representative, will help District 33.
It's an extremely important time for our region because we've lost representation, and it's crucial that we have people who understand the system, understand the players, all of the moving parts.
Johansen opted against running in August's primary election. He's instead running as an independent Republican on the general election ballot. The incumbent Wrangell representative, Peggy Wilson, ran against two Ketchikan candidates in the Republican primary and, partly due to overwhelming support from her hometown, won her party's nomination for the district. Wilson, who's served 12 years in the House, has the financial backing of her party as well. While Wilson has not directly criticized Johansen, she's repeatedly stated that her position in the majority caucus and as leader of the House Transportation Committee would benefit the district.
The friendships that we have already molded together through our relationships with other legislators is going to be extremely important now. The rail belt has grown, and the rural areas or the coastal areas of the state have shrunk, and that's going to mean that we are going to fight harder to get the things that we want for our areas.
Challenging both the incumbents is Democrat Matt Olson of Ketchikan. He's an elected city council member and formerly served on the Ketchikan School Board. Olson also is an elementary school teacher, a job he says he'd keep if he wins, teaching for just half the school year. When asking for the support of voters, Olson cites his connection to the community.
I, like most people around here that grew up in Ketchikan of my age, I went away to college and I went, why did I leave? And I came back. And in coming back, I've done a myriad of jobs. I've worked as maintenance. I've worked in the seafood industry, both working my way in the slime line, also commercial fishing and retail. And before really settling back into education, which is something I just thoroughly enjoy.
A big issue the next legislature likely will take up is Alaska's oil tax structure. Both Johansen and Wilson voted in favor of House Bill 110, which was Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax plan. That plan failed in the Senate, however, and never was implemented. Olson says that the current ACES oil tax structure, which stands for Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, is working and exploration for oil is taking place. He says he doesn't support the plan that was submitted by the governor, citing a potential $2 billion revenue loss for Alaska. Olson says that such a loss would mean cuts to capital projects. Southeast has some of the oldest infrastructure, and he says the region needs state help to make vital improvements. Olson says that oil companies make plenty of profits.
It's a great thing about industry. Their main goal is to make as much money as possible for their shareholders, and I completely applaud them for that. But as a legislator and as a representative and as a member of the Alaska community, it's our job to get as much money of our resources for us. And that's where I believe that all of the ACES is working, and there should not be any change to the tax structure in that area.
Wilson says she no longer supports House Bill 110. She says more information came to light later on that showed it would not work well for the state. However, Wilson says some changes are needed because oil production has decreased and the high price of oil is the only factor that's keeping the state revenue flowing.
We are going to have to work to find some way so that we can make some changes. Now, whether it's just in the progressivity or whether it is in other areas, we have to be very careful of what we do because we don't want to give away the all the money that we have, of course. But it's it's something that we're going to have to deal with in the next session.
Johansson also no longer supports the governor's oil tax plan, which he says wasn't presented well to the public or the legislature. However, Johansson says that the state's taxes are too high when the price of oil is high.
The governor's bill was not the answer, but there is a place where the taxes on the upper end can be lowered. We also have Cook Inlet is starting to come into play. Their tax structure is completely separate from the North Slope, and we need to take a look at that. And bigger issues about Outer Continental Shelf, we need to make sure that we get a portion of that profit, like Louisiana and the Gulf states, when that comes online. That needs to be part of our revenue stream for Alaska.
Like many politicians nationwide, the House District 33 candidates face questions about abortion. Olson says he believes in a woman's right to choose. Both Wilson and Johansson say they're pro-life.
My friend up in Fairbanks, John Coghill, one of his favorite sayings is, choice happens before you get together, not after.
Johansson later said that rape and the health of a mother might make a difference. Wilson did not make that distinction. At the Chamber of Commerce Forum, she made a statement similar to Johansson's.
I am right to life, and I believe that a woman should have the right to make that decision, but I, too, believe that she should make it before she's pregnant and not afterwards.
While campaigning in Ketchikan, the candidates also talked about access to Gravina Island. Olson says he's in favor of improved ferry access, and Johansson says he wants a bridge. Wilson says she could go either way, but a bridge would be a better option. Education funding, economic development, and more were addressed at various forums that the candidates attended in Ketchikan. They'll continue campaigning up until the general election. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.